Vayishev, the shiur this week is being sponsored L'Nishosh of Avigdor Menachem Ben Remart Kutzvi Ol Shalom, and also by Shiyasa Bermei Ol Shalom.
Mishnah says on Daf Kuftesu Mir Aleph, Echad Kodshim Ksherim, Echad Kodshim Psulim, Shai Psulim Bekoidesh, Vekrivim Bechutz Chayim. That you chayim, if you mala Kodshim Psulim Bechutz, you chayim Koros. So the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. Tan Rabbanan, Nebraisa, Menayil Rabbis Psulim, Harino Yechayim Psulim, Kegoin. Alon vayoytze vatomei shnishal chutzul manev chutzul koymoi shkul b'psulim zarku zdomoi vanitne lamata shenos lamata vaniton lamala shenos lamata vaniton b'chushas b'tznim ton b'tznim shesav chutz pesav v'chashal shal shma minayim tam loy meloy v'yan olasais kol ha miskabul pesach ha'il moyed chayav lo b'chutz. If it's miskabul pesach ha'il moyed, so yichay for it b'chutz. So why is the psulim considered miskabul the Pesach Oyel Moyet? So Rashi says, Talmudloim Lassois, Mashma, Haruyin Lassois, Afilu Einer Roy Lovin Mechus Lefnin, Vahani Nami, Kivan Dim Olo Yerdu, the Koyin Niska, Lahapach Ben Betzinoira, since it's Olo Yerdu, and the Koyin has to put it, has to push it around on the Barocha, that it should burn well. So Mela, it's... So it's called Lasa. I saw the Loisam Reshim's Bechel Marocha. Really, Lasa's Karimu Bech. The Rambam, Perek Yisheres, Masa Karbonis. Halacha Zayin says, Avokachim Psulim Shayim Psulim B'Kodesh, in Helamen B'Chutz Chayiv. Ketzah, they go through the whole list. Along with Yitzhak Atomei, Shekula Nisrofin, Kamosh Yisbar B'chus Psulim Kedoshim. The Rambam learns that the reason why it's called Miskabel B'fnim Lasois is because the din is that Kosher Psulim B'Kodesh, it's Nisrof the base Adeshan B'fnim, and that's called Nasa because it's Nisrofin. The Rambam Pirshapnai says the same thing, Mefurish, that the reason why it's called Miskabel B'fnim Lasois is because of Sreifa. So why, the Machloik is here, Rashi learns that the reason why it's called Miskabel B'fnim is because of Molo Yerdu. And the Rambam says it's called Miskabel B'fnim because there's a mitzvah say, like the Rambam says in the Psulim Kedoshim, there's a mitzvah say to bring Psulim, to bring him inside, and to burn them the Beis Hadeshen. So that's called Asiyah B'fnim. Why is the Rambam not learning like Rashi? You could say that the Rambam, the Olo Yerdu is a B'dyevin V'kedin, that Bemison, you're not Malad Loish Mizbeach, if you put on Loish Mizbeach, you don't take it off, but Chatchila, you're not Malad. Vashenke, in Sreifa is a din, Chatchila, if it's outside, you have to bring it inside, and you have to burn it. So the Rabbi holds that that's called Lasos Miskabel B'fnim. Olo Yerdu is not called as Miskabel B'fnim as the bits of Sreifa. Rashi also seems to be born this, and Rashi says, why is it called the Royal B'fnim? Doesn't say just Olo Yerdu. Rashi says, because the coin is Mechuyiv Lahapach Ben Betzinoira, so Rashi also rears on this Nekuda, that Stam, if it's a B'dyevet Degedin, Olo Yerdu, maybe that wouldn't be called so much Lasois. So the Rambam preempts that by saying that Lasois means Sreifa, and Rashi says that even though if it's Olo Yerdu, it's only B'dyevet Degedin, but once it's there, so the coin is Mechuyiv to Brid Lahaloisai, Mereisha Bezbech Maracha, and it's also Mechuyiv Lahapach Betzinoira, so therefore that's called Lasos. This is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and the Rambam, I'm sorry. So I have a shaila on the Gemara. The Gemara has a list over here. Kegoin, Halon, Vayoytze, Vatome, Shinishat Chutzos Manoi. And all these things you learn out from a Pasuk. Right? So why do you need a Pasuk? Why do you need a Pasuk for Yoytze? Every Halon B'chutz is Yoytze. Every time you take something out of the chutz, it's yaitzei. So why do you need a pasuk for it? It's avirasei bekach. Now, if there wouldn't be a pasuk, would I say that? Would I know that yotzei that yichaye for something which is nifsul b'yotzei? Of course, I would know. The Torah says that yichaye for lo b'chutz lichten den that yichaye for yotzei. So why do I need to be marbe yotzei from a pasuk of lasais? So the Gemara could say maybe Agav Grori put it in. So the general list, it's in the list, so the Gemara throws it in. But it's fair to say that.
There's that Torah b'yotzei. It's not.
This yaitz
is to go out, then it becomes
pasul. Yaitz is a psul.
Yaitz is a psul.
So the psul, is there a problem if you don't have a pasuk and you have to be machter only something which is kosher, right? If you wouldn't know that you chayim for tamei and for lan, you wouldn't have lasays. But would yaitz be a problem? Of course not. Because the Torah says, you chayim for lo b'chutz. Every halo b'chutz means you took it outside and you machter it. So in halo, lick.
Yotze is not
Torah. Yotze, no, but it's nitzel. But every halo b'chutz is.
It's nitzel like all the rest of the
psalms. No, but before the halo b'chutz, it's already nitzel. As soon as you take it outside, it's nitzel. And the Torah says, you chayim. So the Torah said,
not for being
maleh. Not for being maleh. The question is are you chayim being maleh? Without a pasuk, I wouldn't know.
The shechita, because you brought it out while it was still alive.
That's not yotzei then. It's only yotzei.
Yeah. There's no yotzei. I'm saying so. There's a possibility that halos.
No, but that's only for balein toimer. That's the chiddush of balein toimer. But the regular shechita v'alo b'chutz shechita b'fnim alo b'chutz. So that's that we know. Yechai v'shechita b'chutz only a chiddush that we learn from balein toimer. Otherwise, yechai v'shechita b'fnim. There's no yotzei there, but shechita b'fnim alo b'chutz is yotzei, right? And forget about there's no iser being yotzei. But without a pasuk, I would say you only chayiv being mal is something b'chutz, which is kosher and miskabel b'fnim. But so mainly you're mamayit, so you wouldn't be chayiv for lan, you wouldn't be chayiv for tameh, you wouldn't be chayiv for shlo nishmo, you wouldn't be chayiv for all these things. But for yotzei, you'd be chayiv, because halah means halah is yotzei. What do you need it for? And you know, and if you shech the b'chutz, you also don't need it. The Torah says that you chayiv if you shech b'chutz, you mal b'chutz. So you chayiv for shechting b'chutz and you mal b'chutz. Where is there a need to be mar but the psul yotzei? That's what samashal on the Gemara. Now the Mishnah says daf kuf yud, hazoyrit mixes dam b'chutz chayiv. But you chayiv for zrika b'chutz. You take dam and you make zrika b'chutz yichayiv. You learn how to drasha from loy v'yenu, you marbe menaches, and so a whole bunch of different things that you have an avoid yichayiv for b'chutz. So zorik b'chutz, the dam is pasul. When you take it outside, the dam becomes pasul. So Bishleim according to Rashi, Rashi learns olo yerdu. What makes why I it's yoytzei, and you can't say we have a rosa b'kach because who says you have to be marbe zorik? Leiv Yenu is marred by a whole list of things. Nesachim, and a whole bunch of things, a whole list of things in the Shrabba for Leiv Yenu. So you can't say Avarosa Bekach. So now, every time that you take out the dam and make Zrika Bechutz, it becomes possible B'yotzei. The dam becomes possible B'yotzei. So according to Rashi, the Rashi learns Yotzei means Allah Yerdu. So on the Pegimel, there's a Machlaikis, Rabbi Gavliel, and Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, Rabbi Gavliel and Rabbi Yeshua. A meal holds. And the dam ben sochim meal aymer lo yerdu. A meal holds that there's a din of olo yerdu and dam. So about this din of olo yerdu and dam. So you take out the dam and snifsel biyotzei. The din is olo yerdu. So maybe let's call it last. So you say really achayev pizor dam psul and bechutz. And a filler like Rabbi Yehuda that he holds. Oh, it's Rabbi Shua that he holds yerdu. But Tosfos says on the pezayin of his base. Tosfos says that even if you hold yerdu, the din is vadaloi kanchenu havilakul alma. If you over and you zoyrik the dam on the mizbeach, so there's a din that you're not mekaneach the dam, and that Rabbi Yeshua also is moide. If it would be some nothing, then you would have to be mekaneach. You don't some have garbage on the mizbeach. It's on the mizbeach, you have to wipe it off. But Rabbi Yehuda is moide that even though Allah yerdu, if it comes up on a kais, so it's yerdu. But if you made the zrika, lo yikaneach. And Rav Tosfos in the Menachos Avav Amud Beis says the same thing. That this is lo yikaneach. So you could say that even though it's yerdu, but vibal this din is lo yikaneach. So that's called nasa b'fnim. So maybe yichayev for zayrik dam b'chutz, because even though it's nisul b'yaytzei, but it's called lasos because it has asiyah b'fnim. Either as lo yerdu or because lo yikaneach. But according to the Rambam holds that what makes it last is a seer b'fnim, that is a din of sreifa, that you bring it if it's a seer sreifa. By dam, there's no kiyum, there's no din of sreifa. Dam is nishpach la'amah, there's no mitzvah say a shvich la'amah. So in murim, or basar, but you have to bring it in, and you have to be, and you have to burn it b'beis hadeshen. So there's a kiyum of the sreifa b'beis hadeshen. I heard you talk before, you have to put a different begad. It's not voida, sreifa's psulim is not voida. So if it's not voida, say it's this last, it's b'fnim. But shvichas damim le'amah is not an avoida. It's just that this possible. So what do you do? So you shayfich la'amah. So how could so mistabit to say that it is that is dinner shvichas la'amah? That's called nasa b'fnim. Nasa b'fnim. Shreifa is called nasa b'fnim. Shreifa is we still say derais. You have to burn kashim sul b'fnim. That's called asiyah b'fnim. Dam to say that dam is nishvich la'amah. So where's the lasso? So according to the Rambam, how could you be chayif and zorik dam b'chutz? Dam shenifsul has no asiyah b'fnim.
But the carbon is...
We're talking about the dam.
Yeah, but if the dam is yoytze, so maybe you have to bring the behemoth back.
What?
So that's called...
if the what?
If the dam is nifsal because you brought it b'chutz,
yeah.
So you have to... What happens to the rest of the carbon?
The rest of the carbon? Nothing, it's possible.
It's possible, so you bring it back.
The ram holds yoytze, what?
Yeah,
no, but the dam that you were mala. We're talking about Yechayev Zerik Sadam Yechayev. Forget about the you didn't put anything on the you didn't burn anything on the Mizbeach Bechutz. All you did was you were Zerik, and the Torah is Mechayev Koros for being Zerik, for taking the dam being Zerik Bechutz. So the thing that you were Zerik is possible and has no Asiyah Bifnim.
Right, but
so what's the difference?
Because the carbon that was nifsal is brought back on the Beis Hadesh, the same reason.
But that's not a seed b'fnim of the dam. The lehel el adav apostle. What he was malah b'chutz is the dam, and the dam is no asiyah. Okay, so he's saying, well, you have to bring it in. You never took it out, that behemah. It could be inside. The Rambam, by the way, passes Yerdu on that. The passage is like a Yehuda, but this is, we'll get to that later. So this is Shaila, according to Rambam, how you chayev for Zorik dam b'chutz? It's always nifsal. It's no avir osir b'kach, because who says you have to be marb zorik, be marb menachas, be marb loyv yenu, be marb menachas, be marb other things. But who state in the pasuk that you marb dam, it's a special gzeres akosiv, you chayev for dam, even though it's no asim b'fnim. So one Shaila. The Rambam. Now the Rambam, I know who had a chance to see this. This is the only thing that was... The Marmakovis weren't posted, so the only thing that really... all the Gemaras that I mentioned are Gemaras that everybody has learned within the last month. But the Rambam... Rambam says like this, in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonos Perikit Ches. Ashoichit b'chutz b'layla chayiv, v'ashchita b'layla k'sheire b'chutz. Avalim shochet, that's what he says. V'cheinim hella b'layla b'zeh shochet b'chutz b'layla chayev l'alo. So Rambam says that if you shochet b'layla b'chutz, this is a Gemara. We'll see the Gemara that pedalad and a Gemara that kufir aleph on the base, where the b'chloik is on the camera of Shimon. And so a shochet b'chutz b'layla chayev. V'shav is the sfor of loy tei p'chusa. Avalim shochet b'fnim b'layla v'hella b'chutz. So Rambam is potter. Lefish loy hella l'dov apostle. She'en lo shchita k'sheira b'layla b'migdash. Let's take the Rambam. Now, if you shochet b'layla b'fnim, so there's a machloikis in daf peidalad, machloikis in the Mishnah, if there's a din, is the Tanakama holds that all psulim b'kodesh mola yerdu, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Zemaya 3. Tanya b'yudayim zaisi oila areil gimel miyutim. Three miyutim the din of Allah yerdo and daf peidalad. One the Gemara says prat nishchita b'layla v'shenishpach dama v'sheyotze dama chutz l'kloyim shem also teired. The din is that these even though kol psulim sul b'kaidish is well Allah yerdo, but these three psulim is also teired. So the Rambam. The Rambam who holds, so what's with Nishla Belayla? Shachat Belayla Befnin Behela Bechutz? Why are you Potter? So you could say, so the rabbi calls it Waliyerdu, so Waliyerdu, like Rabbi Yehuda. We're passing Rabbi Yehuda. So you could say that the reason why you potter is because of Waliyerdu. But the Rambam holds that the reason why it's called Lasos is not because of Waliyerdu. The reason why it's called Lasos is because of Sreifa. The din of Sreifa is Kol Shem Psul B'Kodesh Yisarev. The din of Sreifa is totally in Psul B'Kodesh. The Miyutim are Miyutim, the din of Waliyerdu. But Shechita B'Layla is called Psul B'Kodesh. You see the Moshe by Malika, the Gemara says, and the Mishnah, Samachesam at Beis, the culture of Psula Bekoidish ain't Matam of Begodim of Beis Abliya. And Malika Belaila is not Matam of Begodim of Beis Abliya. So you see that even though there's a dinner of Mola Yerdu, but Lamais is called Psula Bekoidish, partially called Psula Bekoidish, is Nifsalach and Shabbal Azara. So Shechita Slaila is Psula Bekoidish. So Mishlam, if you learn like Rashi, so you could say that Nishkta Belaila is Potter, Shachat Belaila is Potter, is Potter, because we hold like a Behuda of Mola Yerdu. And Rashi says that Kufiral from the base. We have to see a little bit later why he says that. That according to Rav Shimon, that he holds Yechayev is because he holds the Molo Yerdu. Rashi says. But so the reason why it's Pata is because the Molo Yerdu. But the Rambam holds that the reason why it's called Lasos is because of Sreifa. So even though it's the Molo Yerdu, so what's getting Molo Yerdu? But there is Sreifa. This Sreifa, so it's Lasos because it's Nisra B'Fnim. Nishla B'Layla is Nisra B'Fnim, so that's called Lasos. So why is it called Lohela Dov Apostle? Why are you Pata? It's also Shver the Rambam, L'Shitase. The Rambam holds that Sreifa. Why are you Pata? Nishla B'Layla B'Fnim, Behela B'Chutz. Now, B'Chlal, I don't know if you had the Rambam over here, but the Rambam says, Ashayachet B'Chutz B'Layla, if you shech B'Chutz B'Layla, why you Chayiv? The Rambam says, "Hoyle v'ashchita b'layla k'sherer b'chutz." What does mean shchita b'layla k'sherer b'chutz? So the Lechem Mishnah says, because chulin is kasher b'chutz. Because by chulin shchita, there's no dinner of shchitzas yom. You can make shchita b'layla. So if you bow by chulin, you see that shchita b'layla is k'sherer b'chutz. So maybe who by kabbonis is shchita b'layla k'sherer b'chutz. So maybe yechayim. What? Yeah, it's not avoided by a carbon either. Oh, you want to say that? That's why you're madame of the bazaar. Okay, could be. That but they says vayta, but mishachet b'fnim b'layla v'hela b'chutz is part of why the fish lehel davar pasah she'ela shchita k'sherer b'layla b'migdash. Right. So what does that mean? So what's a chulin bazara? Chulin bazara is puzzle. But the Rambam paskins according to Lechem Mishnah and Hilchos Machos Asuris Perek Zayin, Lechem Mishnah learns up the Rambam like that klar that Chol Shish Bazar is Rabbanan. But the Raisa Chol Shish Bazar is kosher. So why is he Potter Bifnim? I Shchita Bifnim is also kosher if he's being done with the Cholim. Then the Rambam says weiter. V'chein Amoy Lekesoyif Bechutz. If you make Malika Bechutz. The Mehela Potter. Malak Befnim Behela Bechutz Chayim. Shachar Befnim Behela Bechutz. If you shech the oif Befnim, Behela Bechutz, Potter. Shlehela Dova Shein Roy Likarev. Aber Shachar Toiv Bechutz Behela Bechutz is Chayim Shtayim. Why? Shashchita Bechutz Ksheira. Varei Kamulika Befnim. Koshchita Bechutz is Ksheira. So Vaita means of course Bechulin and the regular din of the shchita by oif is a shchita, not malika. The shchita b'chutz k'sheira, very can malika b'fdim. Just like malika by a carbon din is malika, b'chutz the din is shchita. So mele, if you make shchita b'alo b'chutz, on oif, yichayev, because shchita is k'sheira b'oif. Okay, that's, we don't pshat why the Rambam says this. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Zeh tam mein boi tam, ela shleichayev akosu b'oif, ala ma shechayev b'heima. How do we know that yichayev for shchita by an oif b'chutz? So the Gemara says in the Afk of Zion, it says, Asha yishchat, oi asha yishchat, the Rambam is the oifes. It says in the Pasuk, yichayev for shchita b'heima b'chutz, oi asha yishchat is marbe, not only in b'heima, also in oif. Shchita's oif is chayev, harba malika, not the Gemara as a meat. So the Ravid says, so the reason why that the chayiv for shchita soif b'chutz is because the Torah is mar be'oif from the pasuk of behema. So the Ravid learns that the chayiv akos be'oif al mash chayiv behema. Fine. So that's how. But according to this nikash on the Rambam, why is the Rambam comparing to shchita cholim b'chutz? The Gemara learns that no ishishcha has nothing to do with shchita cholim b'chutz. Zarab says svara. Where does he come up with the svara? And b'chalal shver the holy what's the tushdal to shchita b'chutz? v'shchitas chulim, because shchitas chulim is kosher b'fnim. Now, another thing, the Kesef Mishnah asks on this Rambam, on this Ravid. The Ravid says a klal according to the Rambam. He's asking on the Rambam that lechayva kos of be'oy falamash chayva behema. That's how we learned up the pasuk. Oy shishcha is telling you a klal that whatever the din is by behema, that's the din by knife. So by behema you chayv for shchitas chutz. So by oif you also chayv for shchitas chutz. The Ravid learned up that this is what the pasuk is telling you. So Kesef Mishnah says. He says, you find that but the din of oif and the behem is different. Where? If you make a malika and an oif bifnim, and then you make a halah b'chutz, you're chayiv. And if you do that for behema, you're potter. What's the Kesef Mishnah talking about? Well, you bring the araya, if you made malika b'fnim, you do it's kosher or carbon. Then you decided to take it outside, you chay for the halah. Where do you see in the molag b'fnim, the hella b'chutz, that the Torah is mechalik between oif and a behema, legabi the din of chutz? It's b'fnim. In a kasher, what's he bring araya? What's the zechisi lahabin? What's the kasher that gets the mission of the Rambam?
The Ravid, yes.
So the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Zayin, the Gemara learns out by Leyan Toymer that Yechayev, if you take a behemah and you shecht it b'chutz, so Yechayev for halo b'chutz after shechita b'chutz. How do you know? Because it's Leyan Toymer, so it's telling you that the same. That you shecht b'chutz. In that particular case, also, if you mal b'chutz, you also be chayv. Sidon Pasha, how would you learn the Gemara? You're like this: that the din is that the behemah the chayv halo b'chutz and something which is miskabel b'fnim. The Torah, and if something is posel, so it's not miskabel b'fnim. But if it's tula b'kodesh and if it's all yerda with reifa, so then it's called miskabel b'fnim. So this thing that you're being malah right now is considered. Something which is roi b'fnim, samerli chayif b'chutz. By shchitas chutz, you don't have either of these klolim. You don't have olo yerdu, you don't have sreif, you don't have anything. Shchitas chutz is yerdu, and it's nisrev, it's not nifsul bazora. Shchitas chutz is possible. And this, so, afal pikein, and Leim Toimer tells me, agzeres hakosuv, that shchitas chutz is the yaitzum in aklau, even though every psul has to go into the gather of lasses. Either Olo Yerdu Mahapak Mitzenoira or Sreifa, Shchitas Chutz is a special din. The Torah says, Exeris Akosov, Ayosim in the Klau, that Yechayev for Shchitas Chutz, even though it doesn't fit into the Klau, even though it doesn't fit into the Gedorim of lasses. That's how you could learn. Abamison, I said that the Rambam learned not like that, and Rashi probably also. That the din of Shchitas Chutz, of Halos Chutz, the din of psulim, why psulim kosher? Why is psulim kosher? Is because the Torah is mechayiv you halos chutz, not stamped for halos chutz. The Torah is mechayiv for a seder akrova b'chutz, that a whole seder akrova. You have a krovas carbon. You're supposed to. The Mishnah is one side of the Mishnah machlokes anoyim that could be for b'chutz. You only chayiv if you mal on the mizbeach. If you mal on the sala, you potter. So you see, there's an Indian that has to be a carbon. Now we learned in the second parak, in the third parak, that by the pigle there's a din of katzos kosher tachatzos posel. That in order to be chayif a pigle, you have to be karev a matakim esvasoi. That has to be a kosher akrova. The Torah is mechayiv you if you made a kosher akrova and you did it the pigle, then you're chayiv kares if you eat it. But if you have a pachke dakrova, if you made stam, you messed up dakrova, so then there's no pickle. That's what the Gemara says. Katzos kosher, kachatzos posel. That you have to have a kosher, a hakrova, in order to have the din pickle. You have the same din you also have by krovas chutz. There has to be a hakrova's chutz, there has to be a seder hakrova, and if the seder hakrova, you do a seder hakrova, and you malu b'chutz, then you chayiv kores. But if you have a pachke dakrova, and you don't do it, so then you potter. But it's not because you need. It's like the din of atzoras kosher. It has to be kosher. So in the din of lasos, the Torah tells you that the psulim which I have in asiyah b'fnim do not passel la'aseh da'akrova schutz. They don't passel that akrova. That's what it tells you. So it's not the pshat that this chetz over here is something that you could have brought inside. It's, the pasuk is telling you that this is not a pasul akrova. Legabi chutz, there's a din that you have to have a kosher to say that akrova. Shteit lasois that a psul which has nasiyah b'fnim is kosher. Legabi say that akrova's chutz. So it's called the kosher akrova. In Valeim Toimer says another thing. In Valeim Toimer says that there is a different seder avoda called muktari chutz. That if you make a shechita and a halal b'chutz, that's a different kind of seder avoda chutz, and you're chayiv for that as well. So it's two different seder avoda. There's one seder avoda that you're chayiv for if you start b'fnim and you end b'chutz. So the Torah is mechayiv you for that chorus, and that's called muktari fnim. And there's a different seder avoda which you start b'chutz and you end b'chutz. You make a shechita and a halal b'chutz. You also chayiv for that, and that's called muktari chutz. That's what it says. Alayim Toimer is not telling you that the etzem chefsa has to be roi inside and shechitas chutz is a yaitzim naklav. Alayim Toimer is telling you that this is the averasei bekach. There's a different seder of akrova which is called muktori chutz, and that starts with a shechita b'chutz ha'aloa b'chutz, and that's a different seder akrova chutz. You chayiv for that also. And chayiv, this is there's a shtakara in the Gemara to this. Because the Gemara says, first of all, it's Mduik Loshen Rashi. Rashi says, Muktori Chutz, Santa Loshen Rashi says, Muktori Chutz, Shchutei Chutz, She'oimdim Likotter B'chutz, Faloi B'fnim. What does it mean, Oimdim Likotter B'chutz? It's Oimdim Likotter B'chutz, not Oimdim Likotter B'chutz. Shech Shom B'chutz, Oimdim Likotter B'chutz. So, I mean, you could be Matchid Loshen Rashi, that's his intention, Yishat B'chutz because he wanted to be, be makta b'chutz, but l'chayre Rashi is saying over here that's the seder avoda of muktari chutz yishachta b'chutz, and the seder avoda of muktari chutz ends with a halal b'chutz. But the raya b'em says from the Gemara later. The Gemara says like this: if you say that you chayif ma'alahal afkam muktari chutz mask v'lo rabibi hodet nam shloishim v'shisha krisis b'toira. There are 36 krisis in the Torah, and one of them is a mala b'chutz. In fact, the Gemara says, "Tosav v'shev ha'avin." Ah, the Gemara, "Tosav v'shev" is 37. Why? The ikim mala, because there's two malas. Mala after shechita b'fnem, mala after shechita b'chutz. Why is this two malas? If the pasuk b'leim Toimer is just telling you that in the iser of Allah's chutz, there's a stam an exception that shechuta chutz is not a poysel. And Shchut Echutz is okay, even though generally you need lasos, but by Shchut Echutz the Torah made an exception, that Shchut Echutz is okay, you chayiv for that also, even though it's not the skabel b'fnim. So it's the same din, it's one din, mala halo b'chutz. So you see from this Gemara that it's two different halos. There's a din of halo of muktari fnim, and you see a din halo of muktari chutz. It's two different seder avoda. There's a seder avoda that you chayiv for, which starts with a shechita b'fnim and ends up with a halal b'chutz. And if it has, if it's nifsal with any of the psulim, which is lasos, which is miskabel b'fnim, it's not mafsid that seder avoda, and it's still called acceptable. It's still called a legitimate seder avoda, and you chayiv for making the seder avoda b'chutz. And there's another seder avoda which starts with a shechita chutz and ends with a halal chutz. That's called muktari chutz, and then it's different together. It's not because to do with the psul v'shchutei chutz. It's time that this is the Torah mechayiv you. Torah is mechayiv for making shechita b'chutz and halal b'chutz. Muktari chutz. So that's two different things. So that's what Rashi says. Zerv gzer shavus. So it's two different things, and it's two halos. There's a halah chiyuv halah of muktari fnim, and it's two gufi aveiru. Rashi says yes. It's a different guf aveira. There's halah of chutz, of oyefte shkute chutz, and oyefte shkite shkute fnim. It's two different aveiras, two different gufi aveira. Why? Because there's a din of miktari fnim, a seder avoda which starts with fnim. So the shkite b'fnim is very much part of what you chayiv for, even though you're not chayiv koris for making a shkite b'fnim. But when you make the shkite b'chutz, you're chayiv for doing a seder avoda which started with a shkite b'fnim and ended up with a Torah b'chutz.
The fnim made in the
car. Without the shkita b'fnim, it wouldn't be. This is the same avoda. The Torah is mechayev for doing an avoda b'chutz, not for playing around, not for pachkarai. If you do an avoda, which should have been b'fnem, you do it b'chutz. So then you're chayev for that. So it has to be a legitimate seder avoda. So you need a shechita b'fnem to start, and you ended up b'chutz. So that's b'ktorah chutz. That's b'ktorah b'fnem. So that's what you're chayev for. There's another seder avoda where you start b'chutz and you end b'chutz. That's a different seder avoda the Torah is mechayev for, and for that there's a chayev for that also. So the Gemara says mala is two different gufi avera. So you see klar that the shechita is part of the whole seder avoda. Therefore, if you have a shechita b'fnem, a shechita b'chutz, it's two different gufi avera. If everything would be just a halah, if the chiyuv of course would be just the halah itself, and everything else only a question of the psulim, and the Torah is as an exception for the psulim of shechita b'chutz, then it's one halah. But vibal, you see that's called two halahs. So you see there's a din of mektari fnim, and a din of mektari chutz, and yechayi for the seder avayda, mektari fnim, mektari chutz. So Mela, according to this, you can understand very well why yechayi for zrikas chutz according to the Rambam. Because even though we said according to the Rambam says lasos goes by what? By sreifa. There is no sreifa by dam, but the din of lasos is not a din in this piece of meat that you bring makta b'chutz that you could have taken this inside. The din of lasos tells you what ruins and what is mafsid the seder akravas chutz. Whatever it is. What's mafsid? The din is like you need aktos, kosher, aktos, posel, by pigle. So the Torah is telling you that psulim, which are niskabel b'fnim, which happen to see b'fnim, are not psulim in the Seder HaKrova, in the Seder HaVoida of chutz. Either mektari fnim or mektari chutz. Mektari chutz is always yoytzei. So Mela, once the Torah tells us that yoytzei is not mafsid, the Seder HaKrova is chutz, so in each individual case, whether in this particular case, there's sreifa, there's no sreifa, it's irrelevant, that's not negeya. The Torah is megala, that these psulim are not mafsid, Seder HaKrova is chutz. So, and the din is that these psulim is nasa b'fnim, either ol yerdu or sreifa. So b'meila, yechayiv. Dam lemaisa, there is no sreifa, but it's the same psul yaitse. So psul yaitse doesn't passel. So it doesn't matter in this particular case. There's no sreifa b'fnim. So now I was thinking to say a chiddush. I don't know if you could say this. That I asked the kasha before. Why do you need a pasuk for yaitse? Every aloha b'chutz is yaitse. So charis haveroso b'kach. But if you say that that what you're learning out is that yoytzei does not passel the seder akrovas chutz, and without a pasuk I would also know that, because that's the way it's done. Now we're also bekach. You make a shechita b'fnim, you take it outside, you mala. So then that's how it is. So that's the way the seder is done. But what if you take it out, and then you bring it back in, and then you take it out again? So then could be you could say that first yitziyah was not a chelik of the Seder HaKrova, only the second yitziyah was a chelik of the Seder HaKrova. So the first yitziyah is just a psul. The Gabi, the din of Arosa Bekach, that we say, if we're talking about, if it's time to Teres Megala, that this is called something which you can bring inside. So dish tickle flesh, the mindset you can bring it inside. But now we're saying no, it's not being down on dish tickle flesh you can bring it inside. We're being down on the Seder Avoida, the Seder Akrabas Chutz, which starts with Nim and ends with Chutz. We're being down if it was done, so to speak, Behechsher. If we're done, called so to speak, Behechsher. So Abadda, without a Pasuk, I would know that if it's Yaitzeh, it's not Bevatle, because that's how you do it. You take it, you shech with Nim, you take it out with Chutz. But that's only what's in the process. But let's say you took it out, you brought it back in, and then you took it out. So the second yitziyah was part of Seder HaKrova. The first yitziyah was not part of Seder HaKrova. It was not in the process. So the first yitziyah, Lamaisa, became pasul as yaitzeh. So maybe that would pasul. Maybe that would pasul without a pasuk of lasos. So the pasuk of lasos tells us, no, the psul yaitzeh never pasuls. Law never pasuls. Tomei never pasuls. So you need a ribu to tell us that the psul yaitzeh does not pasul. But after din of avir also bekach, I wouldn't know that if you take it out, if it's nifsul b'yaitzeh before you went to take it out for the seder for that law b'chutz, that you chayiv. I wouldn't know that. Okay. Now, the Gemara says in Kufir Aleph on the base, Gemara says like this: the machloek is in the Mishnah, and Shechet said b'fnim v'hela b'chutz is potter. Shachet b'chutz v'hela b'chutz is chayiv. Nimtzah derech achshayiv b'fnim. So Gemara wants to know what does Rav Shimon argue? Which prat? So Gemara says. Gemara goes to have four different options. So Gemara is talking about if a moilik bifnim, behela b'chutz, is chayiv. Moilik b'chutz, behela b'chutz is potter. If you're moilik b'chutz, you're potter because b'chutz you have to shechita, not malika. The Gemara learns that from the Mayit. So Gemara says, what's Rav Shimon arguing? Ella! He heichi the b'chutz lo'y machayiv. Maybe Rav Shimon is saying, the Gemara goes back and forth four times. What exactly? We're trying to figure out where Rav Shimon argues. So Gemara says, maybe Rav Shimon says this. That since b'chutz you're not chayiv for moilik b'chutz and mala b'chutz yipater, so maybe b'fnim also moilik b'fnim and mala b'chutz yipater. This is the Gemara's happening. Gemara says no, it can't mean that. Why? Because hi kol she'ein chayav lo b'chutz moilik. So the problem is only the lashon. It doesn't fit into the lashon of what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon says kol she'chayav lo b'chutz, and if this is what he meant, he should have said ein chayav lo b'chutz. But be'etzem the Gemara is nechi with that. They could have said this, that you would say that just like moilik b'chutz v'mala b'chutz is potter, who adin moilik b'fnim mala b'chutz is potter. What's the svar for that? Moilik b'fnim is 100% kosher. Why should it be potter? Malika b'fnim is kosher. So then the Gemara fears eyes. I mean, you understand? I mean, the Torah now is very partial to this kasha, right? Because if there's a din of Muktari Fnim and Muktari Chutz, so maybe I would say that just like Muktari Chutz, the din is Shechita, so maybe Muktari Fnim also, the din is Shechita. And maybe Malika, it would not be an avoider for Muktari Fnim. Because Lamaisa, when you chayif Allah b'chutz, it all starts with what you did b'fnim. So if that's what's happening, if b'chutz, the din is that moilek b'chutz is potter, so the din of muktari chutz is shechita and halah, so maybe who I did b'fnim also shechita halah. So that's what the Gemara is happening would be. Anyway, the Gemara says later, there was the machlokes, ha'shoychet behema b'layla v'hela b'chutz potter, shoychet behema b'layla v'hela b'chutz is potter, Shachet b'chutz b'layla v'hel b'chutz is chayiv. Rav Shimon Aymer So what's this din? That if kol shechayav lo b'chutz, chayav lo dal koyotze by b'fnim. So this is Gemara before, that pedal dam is beis. Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'shoychet b'heim b'layla b'fnim v'hel b'chutz is chayiv. Why? Because lo yitei b'chutzah m'shoychet b'chutz ma'ala b'chutz. Svar of lo yitei b'chutzah. That if you're chayiv, for shaychet b'chutz b'layla, you should be chayiv for shaychet b'fnim b'layla. Lo yitei b'chutzah. Most of Rafiya Barovin. Rafiya Barovin has a kasha. Ha'shoychet oiv b'fnim, u'ma'ala b'chutz potter. If you're shaychet oiv b'fnim, ma'ala b'chutz is potter. Shaychet b'chutz, u'ma'ala b'chutz is chayiv. So since shaychet b'chutz, u'ma'ala b'chutz is chayiv, so let's say lo yitei b'chutzah, and shaychet b'fnim, ma'ala b'chutz should also be chayiv. This is a kasha. So the Gemara says tiyufta. Ogishlogan. So Rabbi Yechon is far of like a pchus is ogishlogan. And the Gemara has a second terence. Iboi seima. Shechita say b'fnim miktul kotle. If you shecht b'fnim, it's like it's menavel. It's you're killing it. It's not a psul avoid, it's miktul kotle. If you shecht a kotchim, it's miktul kotle. So l'chayr, the Gemara, the second lashon is a very good terence. No, I mean, it's a chilek. It's a chilek. Shechitas Laila B'fnim is not menavel. It's just not avoda psula. So that's Laila Yitei B'chutzah. But Shechitas Laila B'fnim is miktul kotle. So why takes it twice with the first lashon? And the Kesef Mishnah says over here in the Rambam paskes that you don't say Laila Yitei B'chutzah like we saw before. That Shachar B'Laila B'fnim V'Hela B'chutzah is potter. Right? She'en loch Shechita K'sheira. En loch Shechita Laila K'sheira B'fnim. And the Kesef Mishnah says, because the second lashon is a shnuyah d'chika. This chilek between mittel kotle and avayda psula says a shnuyah d'chika. Why is it a shnuyah d'chika? It's a very good chilek. How can you bring a raya from a maisa which is menavel the oif? You bring a raya to avayda psula, which is not menavel.
Okay, good.
So according to what we're saying, so you understand the svara of Loitai Pchusa, Rashi says in Dafkuf Yiral from the base, Shochet b'chutz v'ala b'chutz chayev, this is b'layla. The Shechitas chutz lo yishna layla miyoyim. The roi love el pesach choyel moed l'mocher. Because by Shechitas chutz, there's no chilek layla miyoyim in chutz, because as roi pesach choyel moed, you aim b'chutz as man, somebody could bring it tomorrow, so if you do b'layla, it's still called roi, and there's no psul. So the Meila, Loite Pchus is saying, like the Svar of Loite Pchus is saying, that since Laila is not a psul in the Shechitas chutz, No, Muktari Chutz, if you make Shkita Belayla, is kosher. So there's a Svara that Huadin Muktari Fnim should also be kosher with the same Mavaida. So if you do a Shkita Slayla Befnim, it should also be kosher. That Shkita Slayla Befnim, how do you reckon the Shkita Slayla Befnim? How do you reckon the Shkita Befnim? Do you reckon the Shkita Befnim with the Gedarim of Befnim? Or do you reckon the Shkita Befnim with the Gedarim of Chutz? You could say that the Seder Avoida of Mutari Fnim starts with a Shkita Befnim and ends with Allah B'chutz. The Shkita Befnim, how do you dan that Shkita? You dan that Shkita with the Dinim of Fnim, with the Dinim of a regular carbon. So it has to be Kosher Befnim, then it's called the Kosher Shkita, and then you finish the Allah B'chutz. And that's called the Seder Avoida, which you chayiv for. The Shkut Echus has a different gedar. But we say, no, Loite Echus says that if this Shkita is considered a Shkita Lagabi Muktori Chutz, it's also considered a Shkita Lagabi Muktori Fnim, and you go with the gedar of Muktori Chutz, Loite Echus. So Mamela, if you make a Shkita Befnim, Belayla, it should also be kosher. That's the Svar of Loite Echus. So the Gemara has the kasher from Oif. If you're saying that you go with the gedarim of chutz, so that means that if you shaykh it oif befnim and you're malo b'chutz, so the avoida, the seder avoida, the chutz seder avoida starts with avoida befnim. So why taki is it menavel? It shouldn't be menavel. You're not comparing the psulim. You're saying that if the seder avoida, the avoida befnim, you reckon with the gedarim of chutz, that means that Lagabi Muktari Chutz, the Malika Befnim, the Maisa, the Shechita Malika Befnim, is Gerechim Muktari Chutz. That means it's called an Avoida. It's called an Avoida, then Taka shouldn't be Menavel. That's the Gemara saying. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, Avada, this is Nevela, this is Psulim. But if you're done the Shechita Befnim, as Loite Pchus, so you're done it the same way as you're done Muktari Chutz, then Taka shouldn't be Menavel. So what's the svara of the Lishna Basra? The Lishna Basra holds, oh, this is a chilek. If it's a psul, there got to be psul in taka, you're done with the Muktari Chutz. So you can say, like, the psul, you're done with the Muktari Chutz. But there got to be the oifen of the Maisa Shchita, there got to be that, you're done with the Bifnin. And that's a Lishna Basra, and that the Kesef Mishnah is a Lishnui Dechika, because Batsim, if you say, Loite Pchusa, that you're going with the Gedarm of Muktari Chutz, you say the same thing about Muktari Fnin. So Mele, we don't say Loite Pchusa, we don't say that. So this is what the Rambam says. This is what the Rambam says. Ashoichet b'chutz b'lay l'chayev, hoyil b'ashchita b'lay l'ksher b'chutz. He's not talking about Chol Bazara. The Rambam is saying that l'gabi seder avoidas chutz, l'gabi muktori chutz, shchita b'lay l'kosher. Shchita b'lay does not passel muktori chutz. It doesn't passel muktori chutz. This is the din, that if you make shchita b'lay, like Rashi says, Laila doesn't passel. She doesn't passel by Shchuta Chutz. It's not a chesor in the Shchuta Chutz. So Shchita Belayla is kosher. But the whole Lashon Rambam says kosher. What does it mean, Ksher B'chutz? That's what he means, that it's not mafsa the Seder Avoida. Avel, M'shachat B'fnim Belayla V'hela B'chutz, Pata. Why? V'shle Hela Dov V'posel, She'ein Lo Shchita Ksher B'layla B'migdosh. Because B'fnim, Shchita Slayla is a psul. And by Mektore Fnim, where you started the Bifnim and you end Bechutz, the Chelik of Fnim has to go by what the Gedarim are Bifnim, and Bifnim, Shchitas Laila is a Psul, so therefore you're Potter, because Eilach Shchitak, Sheir of Laila Bifnim. And that's what the Rambam says by Malika also. He's not talking about Chol Bazar. The Rambam says, Shachot es ha'oyt Bechutz, V'heleya b'chutz chayim shtayim, sh'ashchita b'chutz k'sheira, v'alei k'malika b'fnim, that we learn now that shchitas chutz, that by the Muktari Chutz of Eifes, the Avodah is Shechita. So that's where you chayef for, that's where you chayef for halal. Because in Muktari Chutz, by Eifes, the Avodah is Shechita. Shechita is kosher. Kosher means that it's not mafsid to say the Avodah is Chutz. And the Rambam agrees with the Raiva that how do you know this? How do you know that Shechita is kosher by Chutz? How do you know this? From Oyesha Yishchot, like the Gemara says. The Gemara is Marba, Shechita by Behemah. The Gemara is Marba, who are then Shechita by Eifes. So Avada, that's what it is. He's not comparing to Chul Bazar, but he's saying, what do you learn out? You learn out that Shechitas Laila is not a psul. So if it's not a psul, that's where you chayiv alo b'chutz. So the case of Mishnah is in Gvaldik on the Raivat. The Raivat says that the Tam is because the chayiv atoyer b'oifal shemash chayiv b'ayimah. So the case of Mishnah, moilig b'fnin, v'hele b'chutz is chayiv b'oifal, it's not chayiv b'ayimah. So we ask, what does this have to do with the chayiv atoyer b'oifal shemash chayiv b'ayimah? Teretz says, because moilig b'fnin, v'hele b'chutz is chayiv for malikas b'fnin, v'hele b'chutz. The chiyuv doesn't start with avada. If you don't make the halal, you're potter. But when you make the halal, you're chayiv for doing a complete seder avoda, which started with the malika bifnim and ended with the halal b'chutz. So bentem you're chayiv for the malika bifnim. That's part of what's mechayiv you. The seder avoda started bifnim. So that's what he's saying. So malika by oif, malik bifnim, behela b'chutz is chayiv, and by behema, malik b'fnin, the halal b'chutz is potter. So you see that the Torah has different gedarim for oifis and behema. So why? That's his kasha on the raivim, because we don't start with the halal. You start with the shechita, even by b'ktari b'fnin, even with yishach b'fnin. The shechita b'fnin is what you chayiv for. It's part of the seder avodah that you chayiv for. So he's asking, very good. You find malik b'fnin, the halal b'chutz is chayiv. Aye, by behema it's not like that. So what we still have to learn for now is the shayla on the Rambam. Why the Rambam holds that shechita b'layla is potter, nishchita b'layla is potter. I mean nishchita b'layla. I'm sorry, nishchita b'layla. The Rambam says is potter, right? So we ask the kasha. Why is he potter? The bishlei masala yeridu is yeridu, but lemaisa is nisra b'fnim, right? So the vote the Rambam wants to say that what the Rambam is saying is asoi that vibaldi is a din of muktarei b'fnim. Vibald is din of Muktari Fnim. And you chayev for a shechita b'fnim, and halo b'chutz, nishchita b'layla is chosad the shechita. You don't have the shechita. Forget about the psul now. I'm not talking about psulim. I'm talking about the etzim shechita. So felt avoy the shechita. You see, in Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda is memayit three things. He's memayit nishchita b'layla, he's memayit nishpach adam, and yotze dam chutz l'kloyim. So why is he memayit these things? Could be for this reason. Why is he memayit nishchita b'layla? Because nishchita b'layla is different from nishchita machshev espigel. Nishchita machshev espigel, the avodah was done correctly. No, you had a machshev espigel which passes the carbon, but the etzem avodah that he did was right. Hashem and shechitas layla is the wrong avodah. There's a din that shechita has to be beyond. Beyond savoyis has to be beyond. So if you did a shechita b'layla, you did the wrong shechita. So felt avoider. The avoider is the wrong avoider. So memelas ain't a chanami taka. This the psul of nishta belayla, which is more chomer the psul than other psulim. The din is the afal pikein. It's nisrav. Afal pikein is the nisrav. It's called psul bekaydish and it's nisrav. But the psul is that the whole shchita is the wrong shchita. That's the psul. So the Rambam is saying that vibald. So I'm saying ain't a chanami mitzad the psul shavoy. It's called lasois, but mitzvah the seder avoda, which you have to have a shechita and a halal, you don't have shechita. That's what Rambam is saying. The shechita is missing. You did the wrong shechita. So the mele legabi the seder halal, the din of muktarei fnim that you chayev for a shechita b'fnim and halal b'chutz. The ma'is over here, you don't have it because you didn't have the shechita. You had shechitas laila. Shechitas laila is not considered the right shechita, and that's why taka Rabbi Yehuda is the ma'is. But we'll look at the other one, nishpach adam. Why nishpach adam? Why is it memayit nishpach adam? Because it's missing a carbon, which is missing dam. I don't know why he picks up the psulim, the three things that he's memayit or Yehuda, nishta b'layla, nishpach adam, and yosu dam l'chutz l'klayim. Not nitma, more nothing of that. Why? Because over here, the carbon is missing. The carbon is chaser. Nishta b'layla is chaser shchita. Nishpach adam is chaser dam. There's no dam. This is a carbon without dam. Yotze Dhamma, I don't know why Badafki Yotze Dhamma is worse than Nitma. I don't know. But Lebaisa, you see that this is that these are the ones These are the ones that are dismayed. So nishchu the belayla. So that's why the Rambam holds yipata. Yipata because it felt the shchita. That's why yipata. If it's nishchu the pigle, so you have shchita. It's possible. So what do you want to know if it's possible? Does the possible say the avoda? So no, we say lasso. It's a sreifa b'fnim. We bow the sreifa b'fnim. It doesn't possible. But nishchu the belayla ain't nachlam the sreifa b'fnim. And there's no problem of lasso. The problem is that you're missing the shchita. That's the problem. That's a felt the shchita. Okay. Alright. I just want to say, Advar Agoda. So, Benison, the Chatchila hadn't sent to say Advar Agoda on the Gemara in Zvachim, that Kufta Zvav. Now, this week it's Mangafala B'Savard, so I want to say that Vard. I want to say this anyway. I don't want to stand behind for this. So, the Gemara says, it's just you learned this today, you know, today's Tafus Kufta Zvav, yeah?
Yes.
Today. So, the Gemara says, it's a Mitzrashi Chumash, I was familiar with this. V'nati shal v'nigdash b'chvaydi, al tlib b'chvaydi al m'chabad. Dovah zama kash baruch al Moshe, v'l yodo ad shemesu b'nei Aaron. Kivish shemesu b'nei Aaron, omr lois, so Moshe told Aaron, he said, Aaron achi, la mesu b'necha lahagdash Moshe kodesh baruch hu, kivish lahagdash Moshe kodesh baruch hu. He picked them because they chashu, like Rashi says, the Chumash, they're bigger than us, we thought it would be us, now it's them, they're bigger than us, and they died to be magdash Moshe kodesh baruch hu. Kivim shiyo the Aaron shebenano vidui mokim hei, shosak v'kibul schar shnei mavidim Aaron. L'chayre the Gemara is a plea. When was the vayidim? The vayidim is when they died. Moshe gave him divri tanchumim. So kivim sheshoma shebenano vidui mokim shosak. No, that's the tanchumim. The shosak v'kibul schar is before when they died. That's when shosak. Now he's Menachem, so that's when he has the Nisayon of not being Shaisik. The Seder is wrong in the Gemara. It should say that Aaron is when he died is Shasa Vayidem Aaron Shasa Kibbutzchar, and then Moshe told him, but you should know that they died Lahadish Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sadiq in the Gemara, no Sadiq. So I wanted to say over here, sorry, that Benison Aaron, before Moshe came down, he was the God Lador. He was the manig of Klal Yisrael. Aaron was the manig of Klal Yisrael. And under his watch, thousands and thousands of Eden died and were killed. Babies were killed. They took them and they pasted them into the walls. They plastered over them. Horrible things were happening. So was Aaron koivel to the Rebbein Shloilam? Did he complain to the Rebbein Shloilam, how did he let all this happen? No. Aaron was a tzaddik. Said, the Rebbein Shloilam says, Gzeira, the Makabal the Gzeira. He only has kashas in the Rebbein Shloilam. This is what Rebbein Shlom wants. This is it. So now when his own children die, all of a sudden he should stop being koivel, he should stop becoming complaining to Rebbein Shlom. How could it be? I mean, what happened? That everybody else is dying, thousands of people, all is fine. No questions, no problem. His children die, all of a sudden. So where's the Nisayan? That is Vayidim Aaron. Where's the Nisayan? So what I'm saying, when Moshe Rabbeinu told him that there was a covenant, that they died to be Magdash Shem Shemayim, that's where the Nisayan is, because he said, it's a covered. Them covered b'nich moichol. I don't need the covered. You tell me it's a gzeirim and a shemayim, that this has to be makabel way, it's kashas and Rebbein Shlom. You tell me you did me a favor? I don't need such favors. I see many times, they're coming by nichum abelim sometime, and I see that the halach is you're supposed to keep your mouth shut, and you say what the oval says, and you answer him. But people come in, they try to make him feel good. So they tell him, you know, it was a good thing. You took him, Rebbein Shlom takes the ones he loves, the Gvaldik is up. It's not helpful to say that, you know. Best thing is be quiet. Okay. I mean, sometimes I feel like telling them to be quiet, but I don't know. I'm also very dumb. I don't say anything. But anyway, what I would say is like this. That the Torah is medagdik. The Torah is medagdik at every ois. Oy Hashem Yishchat, oy, the oy is marbid, the oy, avav, what the vav marbid, there is medagdik every single oy. No extra oyses in the Torah. But when it comes to Vayakul Pekudei, there's hundreds of psukim here that don't seem to have a purpose. You know, everything is said, and it says again that the Rebbein Shlom tells Moshe, and Moshe tells Chal Yisrael, and Chal Yisrael does everything, and it's all. And then at the end, Vayakul Pekudei Yisrael, the Chal Yisrael, the Chal Yisrael, so it says they did everything exactly that they were supposed to do. So we know they did everything. So why are you telling me all of this? What's the purpose of all this? It bothers me all the time, all the years. Another shayla I had, and by Noach, and Sender Bonishon told him how to build a teva. Goes into all the details, either this or that, or this measurement, that measurement. And then at the end it says, I remember the Lashon of the Pasuk exactly, by even Noach the teva, he did exactly what he was told. So that's, you know, that's it. We don't go over again. Noach went and he did what he was told. So why can't we do this here? Then there's another shayla by the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim, they bring the matanas. 12 Nesiyim bring matanas. All the matanas are exactly alike. So 7 psukim are repeated in the Torah 12 times. So first of all, I want you to know that this parsha Nesiyim, to me, is the biggest raya Torah min hashamayim. Because if the Torah was written by a human being, no human being would do this. No human being would go write the same psukim 12 times. Whatever the kavana, the dasa elyon is over here, whatever the dasa elyon was here, but I mentioned to skevel lishgaton. So avada is Torah min hashamayim. Fine, so it's Torah min hashamayim. But why? Why is it repeated? I know that everyone has different kavanas, but still, why wasn't enough to say why did I say? And then at the end of all the 12 matanas, the Torah does the arithmetic for you. The Torah goes and ends up in the minyan. What do you need the minyan for? Like Gemara asked, what do you need the minyan for? So you go and you add it all up. Why? After all these 12 times? What's the purpose of all this? So this week, Rangefallen Abshat, I told Rabbi Tzio, and he told me it's a big chiddush, but it seems some of your Aaron could have said, which I take as a compliment. So it says in Bereshis, by the Ma'aseh Bereshis, the Ramban says that you can't learn anything from the Psukim. It's not shaykh to know what happened. Impossible. Whatever it says, the Psukim says the Psukim, it's all a mystery. You go figure out this, that, you can't figure anything out. The famous Ramban, right at the beginning of Bereshis. So why did Torah write it? Torah should say, Bereshis Bor Lakim, as a Shemayim Asarz Bashish Yamim, of Yemeshmi, Shabbos Vayinafash. Why had to?
It's Sisri Torah.
What?
It's Sisri Torah.
You mean
that's
so? It's okay, good. But what's Sisri? What it is there? Why it says it's Sisri Torah? We says the psukim. The psukim are they're impossible to know. They're impossible to understand them, right? So, in the other psukim, I think I want to say Shabbat. I want to say for their chapshat. I want to say for their chapshat. Now, over here it's not just, you know, okay, the pay is not missing over here.
Okay.
Don't say Abedar Chabshat. Says the Estachel Barais Bar Alma. The Bar Shalom looked into the Torah and he created the world. He used the Torah, is not the pay. The Torah is the Koyach HaTorah, the divine force of the Torah, is the Bar the Koyach here, and the Bar Shalom, which is Bamish, an aspect of the Bar Shalom himself. You know, Yisrael Varaisa and the Kuchabrichu, and he took this Koyach HaTorah and used this Koyach HaTorah to create the world. Now, the Torah says in Tzivu, you should go take a lulav. Take a lulav. And a person takes the lulav. So the Tzivu to take the lulav is in the Torah. When the person takes the lulav, it's in his life. It's not in the Torah. The person in his own personal life went and he took the lulav. Briyas Olam, since the Briyas Olam, the Koyach that shaft the Briyas Olam, the creative force of Briyas Olam was the Torah, it has to happen in the Torah. It has to happen there. If it would just happen, if it didn't tell it to you in the Torah, that means it happened outside the Torah. It can't happen outside the Torah. Noach built the Teva outside of the Torah. The Baruch Hashem gave him a tzivui, and he went and he built it. Ma'aseh Shehoyah, he built it. The building of the Teva was a building of the Teva. So the Torah will tell us that the Teva was built. When it comes to Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ma'aseh Bereishis has to take place in the Torah, because that's how it happens. It happens with the Koyach HaTorah. So Ma'aseh Bereishis happens in the Torah. The Binyan HaMishkan was the Hashlom of the Bria. That's said in all the Sfarim, that the Binyan Briska was the Hashlom of the Bria. Vosli Mishkan Mishchanti B'tzosaycham, the Hashlom of the Welt was that there should be a Makom for Hashroes Hashkinah. That was the Hashlom of the Bria. So the Binyan of the Mishkan, in order to be able to accomplish what it has to accomplish, it had to be done with the Koyach HaTorah. So if it had to be done with the Koyach HaTorah, the whole process has to happen inside the Torah. It has to happen here. If we just would say Kein Asu, that means that their building the Mishkan was like my taking the lulav. That wouldn't work. That such a Mishkan would not be Mashal the Bria. If it happens outside the Torah, it's not Mashal the Bria. The whole Maisa of the Binyan HaMikdash, of the Binyan Mishkan, the Tzivui of Rabban Shalom to Moshe, Moshe's Tzivui to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael actually building it all has to happen in the Torah. So all these psukim are there because that's the only way that the Mishkan could have been built to do what it had to do. And I'm saying same thing with the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim, when they brought their matanas, their matanas were poil the nitzchias of their shvatim. They were poil the kesher of their shvatim and the nitzchias to the makam to the makam of the Ashrayas Ashkenda. That's what they were poil. So they needed the koyach ha-toyre to be poil what they had to be poil with their matanas. And they know chanamitak, each has different kavanas, but Lamai said they all brought the same matanas. But the matanas have to be brought in the Torah. If it would just say b'chein osa, then the matanas would not have been brought in the Torah. The matanas would have been brought outside the Torah, and then it would not have the koyach ha-Torah to make it accomplish what it has to accomplish. So that's why the Torah tells us all the matanas that they brought in the details of exactly what they brought. So the matanas should happen inside the Torah. That's why the Torah does this. And at the end, we take all these hashpoyas, whatever they are, these are things I don't understand, but whatever they were accomplished, the nitzchias of their shvatim, and then they all have to be combined for the achdus of Klal Yisrael. They take all these different, all these shvatim, and all of them connected themselves to the Mishkan, and then they all have to be meuchad into one ummah, into Klal Yisrael, one. So that's why the Torah does the arithmetic. The arithmetic is mitzaref, all these matanas, so now all of these matanas is Klal Yisrael, and all this has to happen inside the Torah. So what the Torah is telling you, Maisa Shahaya, so about the Torah is not going to go be marich. Torah says,
what about Eliyaz and Nifu? Why is that repeated?
That's to learn from Sichasim, the things you learn. Because Yofa Sichasim, Shlav Le'ovas, that's not to this. That's a different thing. Because the things that you learn from it, the Chazar over, there are variations. And no, the things that you learn from it, and it's Chashiv to learn from it. But that's not this. This is I'm saying that Gvisa Zachen, those things that are driven by the Koyach HaTorah, that are accomplished through the Koyach HaTorah, have to happen inside the Torah. If we just say Kein Osa, that would be outside the Torah, and that Mishkan would not work. That's why it had to end. Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Yeah, sure.